This is just another Miami real estate agent. My name is Anthony Johnson, and today we're going to talk about using this popular book that actually changed my life. It's a simple, easy read book, but it helped me understand life, and I definitely contribute this to the way that I move nowadays, dealing with clients, dealing with people. And that book is called The Four Agreements. So this book is super short. I started reading it. Someone recommended it to me. I did not read a lot as an adult. This was the first book that I picked up. It's by Don Miguel Ruiz. And we even have it framed just to remind us of those four agreements. And if you're not familiar with the book, the four agreements are to be impeccable with your word, to not take things personal, don't make assumptions, and to always do your best. So in this podcast, we're going to talk about these four agreements and how they apply to when you're selling your property. Now, this is just my interpretations. You can take the four agreements and interpret them however you want when it comes to buying and selling property. So let's jump right into it. The first agreement is to be impeccable with your words. Being impeccable with your words involves maintaining open and transparent communication. Clearly expressing expectations, concerns, and your goals helps you create a strong foundation with your real estate agent. And it lays a solid foundation when it comes to having a successful sale. So with that being said, be impeccable with your words when it comes to your realtor. You know, make sure you're being transparent. Refrain from yelling at us when things are going bad. At the end of the day, yes, you're hiring us. We're professionals, but we're your trusted partner during this process. A lot of people hire a realtor and that's just their realtor for the rest of their lives. My clients tend to become my friends. So be impeccable with your words. Let your agent know everything that's going on so that we're better suited to help you. Another way of thinking about being impeccable with your words is during negotiations. Negotiations is very important when it comes to selling the property, obviously, and things come up. Imagine a scenario when a home inspection comes in and there's repairs needed. So instead of downplaying the issue, make sure that you address them. And if you are going to make repairs, make sure you keep your word and have those repairs done professionally. Now, with the second agreement, this is the most important when it comes to selling the property, and that is to not take things personal. Selling a property involves parting ways with a home that has memories and emotions tied to it. Selling a property involves receiving offers, getting feedback, having an inspection done, and maybe having an appraisal done. Not all offers are going to meet your expectations. Not all feedback will be glowing, and you might get an appraisal less than what you expect. By not taking things personal, you can maintain a positive atmosphere and help facilitate a smooth closing. The next agreement is don't make assumptions. Making assumptions about your agent, the buyer, the market, all can add unnecessary complexities to an already complex transaction. Instead of assuming, ask questions. Your agent is there to guide you. Asking questions can help you stay informed and can help you avoid potential pitfalls. So don't go into the selling process assuming, but go into the process with curiosity. And the fourth and final agreement, always do your best. From choosing a great agent to the presentation of your property to the open communication to being adaptable, doing your best is the foundation of selling a property. We are all human. At the end of the day, we're all doing our best. Consider every interaction throughout the process an opportunity to exercise these four agreements. Selling a home is more than a transaction, it's a journey. And using the four agreements can help you get through the stresses and the complexities of selling a home a lot more easier. Embracing the four agreements can not only help you get through the stresses of selling a property, but it can help you build lasting relationships. Thanks for joining the podcast. I hope that you found some value in mixing up the four agreements when it comes to selling your home. I'll see you guys in the next podcast.